This whole nation felt extreme grief. The king, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, the background to this is that King Nebuchadnezzar in 587 brought his legion of soldiers into Jerusalem, and they ransacked the temple, and they brought the temple down to destruction, into flames. And what we believe, what scholars believe, is that the Book of Lamentations was written maybe 5 days after the city was absolutely ruined. And Jeremiah the prophet started writing poetry. Whoa, that's wild. Here are the titles of his poems in the Book of Lamentations. Chapter 1, poem number 1 is this: How the City Lies in Ruins. That sounds uplifting. Not really. Poem number 2, chapter 2 is this: God has destroyed without pity. Probably not one I'm going to reference in pastoral ministry. If you actually read verse 5, it actually says this. Look it up. It says, God has become like an enemy to us. Whoa! Ugh. So lamentation is about communal grief. And you may have experienced in 2020 communal grief. Are you missing your loved ones? Are you missing maybe someone who died? Are you missing a happy moment that should have happened? Are you missing a vacation that should have taken place? You know, that's what community grief does. And we grieve. And we oftentimes don't talk about it, but it's important to think about it. Maybe even to follow Jeremiah's example, he writes poetry just 5 days after the catastrophe. But that won't take away grief. Now let's skip ahead to our second reading, Mark chapter 5. There's grief here in this text, but it's not about communal grief. It's about personal grief. Mark tells a story. It's a sandwich. By that I mean the text begins with a discussion about this woman, this daughter, Jairus' daughter. Then it jumps and talks about an unnamed woman. Then it comes back to the bottom of the sandwich. It talks about Jairus' daughter again. But what's interesting to me is the unnamed woman in the middle of this text. She doesn't even have a name. And she has had 12 years of blood flow that has really caused harm to her physically and also socially in the community. For those who didn't know her, she wasn't worth the trouble. She was just a problem on the fringes of society. For those who did know her, she wasn't worth the trouble because she had a sin and a problem that had to be dealt with. They didn't, her own family separated themselves from her. And for those who had treated her and in the health profession and the healing arts, they had tried everything and nothing had fixed her. This woman knew grief, deep grief. Her world had shrunk. And the only thing that she had to hold on to was grief. My friends, you may relate. You know, I think the advantage of the communal grief is that when you're walking away from a city, there are other people you can talk to about the challenges that you had. You can talk about the marketplace that collapsed or the temple that fell apart that you used to worship in, and the person would understand you. But see, the woman of Mark chapter 5, she has nobody to talk to. No one understands her deep grief. She's isolated. So what's the solution to all of this? Well, our text today from Lamentations chapter 3, I'd like to suggest it does give some comfort. And it's right in the middle of the book. There's five poems, and at the exact middle section of this little book of the Bible, it's the only words of comfort you'll find. It says this: The Lord is good to those who wait, for those souls that seek him. Verse 22. I'll repeat that. The Lord is good for those who wait for him, for those who seek him with their souls. Waiting, I can just imagine what you're thinking right now. Waiting is a solution to grief? Ugh! Doesn't the world say the exact opposite? The world says find quick solutions to grief. They may say something like this: There's a drug that you can take that can give you instant relief from your pain and take you away and you can escape. Some people might say this, practice distraction and go somewhere else and find instant relief from the grief and pain. And someone else may say, you know what, why don't you concentrate extra hard and you can overcome your grief. The concern with those options is that they leave the Lord God out of the equation, the one that can bring help and health in a moment of deep, depressing grief. Waiting? Guess what? Waiting, the Israelites that left Jerusalem, do you know how long they waited when they were deported? 70 years. Ugh. Waiting? How long did the woman wait for relief? 12 years. Waiting. I don't like waiting 20 minutes for someone to respond to the text that I sent them. Waiting. I don't like waiting for 30 minutes for the pizza that I ordered. Pastor, what are you talking about? The Lord is good for those who wait upon him, for the soul that seeks him.